Remember, I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, you can save big on bags of Doritos, Tostitos, and Ruffles chips. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
With a Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout, you get a great perk out because your membership is packed with perks. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends June 12th. Join now, online, or at your local PF club.
See Home Club for details.
The NBA playoffs are full steam ahead, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel because right now, new customers get $150, yes, in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. All you got to do is win a $5 bet and you unlock $150 in bonus bets that you can use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures. Use it to fade Brad. That's been a very lucrative undertaking during these playoffs. There's no better place to bet on all the playoff action than on America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSMITH. That's J Smith to get started. Again, that promo code is JSMITH at FanDuel.com. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and, of course, of 92.9 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
High interest rates may be the norm everywhere else, but right now at Genesis Diamonds, we're always giving relief to our customers with free financing for 5 whole years. That means you can get those diamond earrings, that designer engagement ring, or that luxury pre-owned Rolex and spread your payments over 5 whole years without paying a dime in interest. Birthdays, anniversaries, just because gifts, starting as low as $35 a month. And that's with zero down. Now through June only, and only at Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on. Your
today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins. I now welcome on Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
Let's move on up. Like Curtis Mayfield, the late great Curtis Mayfield, born on this day in 1942. I guess we'll send that out to any NBA team looking to move up in the draft.
Okay, before we get into all that, I just got to check on you, my guy. How are you doing? Are you still alive after all of this moving you've had to do?
Yeah, we're settling in. As you know, we're not 100% there. I'm still trying to get my internet hooked up. The heavy lifting is done. The days of like just working on stuff like all day long are over. We're into this is week two we're starting, so this is more the like do a couple hours a day to keep pushing the rock up the hill, and maybe we'll get it up the hill by the end of the week. But a lot of the house is set up at this point. We still got some boxes left to unpack, and the deck and the garage are just jumbles of stuff that haven't been dealt with. But we're getting there.
Obviously, you have to hire movers when you move halfway across the country, right? But I am curious. Well, or did you? You've made a lot of trips up there.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a complicated process, but the bulk of our stuff we moved in two different pods. And my son and I, with a little bit of help from my brothers and my dad, packed one of the pods ourselves, and then the second pod we hired people to load because we wanted to get it done quickly. And then we hired people to unload the pods here. But it wasn't like one big moving truck. It was two separate pods that were moved and stored. And even then, we found out the two pods that we had signed up for weren't quite enough. So we ended up driving a U-Haul truck up ourselves with some leftover stuff. Some of that we knew we weren't going to put in pods, like my record collection and my wife's plants and stuff like that. We had other stuff. We just had too much stuff. So I did drive a U-Haul truck up here that we had to unload ourselves. But the bulk of our stuff moved in pods and was unloaded by other people.
I do not envy you, because moving, I think, is probably a bottom three activity that everyone probably has to do at least once at some point in their life. It's pretty terrible trying to put everything in boxes and make sure nothing breaks, and especially like packing up your kitchen. I mean, I just recently did it last year. It's terrible. But I wonder, because I just wonder how much of a help your son was, because
not a lot.
Really?
He's 14.
He's a big, strong guy, though. Big, strong guy.
He is a big, strong guy. No. When I sort of prodded him into action, he was a help, and we moved some heavy furniture together for sure. But it took a lot of prodding. The instinct at 14 is towards laziness, I think, and so it definitely takes some provocation to get him, you know, into action. That's for certain.
Okay, so we haven't recorded a pod. We didn't record a podcast last week because you had a lot going on. You have, you may have already discussed this with Jeff, but you have not discussed this with me. You put out a top nine. Is that nine in order of how you like them? Last week, last Friday, you posted this.
As of the moment I wrote it, yes. It's a little different from what we did on the pod. So you can see, like, you know, opinions change day to day a little bit on this stuff. But I made it a little bit longer. I went to nine instead of eight, which we did on the pod. And I excluded one more player in Ricochet, which I think we now know is also going to be off the board. So that allowed a room for a couple of additional players that weren't on the list that we did on the pod.
So have you changed your opinion on Klingon? We've had the discussion of the day has been, you probably haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I wrote that the piece about,
No, I have read it. And that's sort of the overarching question over all of this, right?
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know what the Grizzlies' approach is philosophically and how that's going to impact not only the draft, but the whole offseason. I don't feel like I know the answer to that. I think there's been a lot of assumptions in different ways, but I think they're just assumptions. And so I do think that's an overarching thing. As far as Klingon, there's a question like, you know, to agree that my opinion matters, like what I think about Klingon. Then there's a slightly separate question of, what do I think about Klingon in relative to what I think the Grizzlies think, right? which is a slightly different thing. And I'm you know, as uncertain as I may be about my own opinions, I'm even more uncertain of what, you know, me guessing the Grizzlies' opinions are.
Right. Yeah, no, and this is just, that was just an attempt to infer what one path may be, right, if that was the choice. We also got, just to get into your list a little bit more, we got some player comps from ESPN today. I found.
Yeah, well, let me say one thing overarching about that. Some of those are pretty good, but whenever people do these kind of things, some of the low-end comps are way too high on some of these guys. Like, the low-end comp on everybody is, like, is you're out of the league in 3 years. That is the low-end comp on everybody. The low-end comp, there is nobody whose low-end comp is Trey Murphy. Because Trey Murphy's really good.
Right. Yeah, well, no, that's a, that they had Ricochet here. High-end comp, Chris Middleton with more defense. Low-end comp, Trey Murphy. But some of these are interesting.
Trey Murphy is more like the mid-level comp. Like that'd be good. If you took Trey Murphy in, like, fourth in a draft, like, that's not great, but that's okay, you know?
Some of these are fascinating just because the crossover of names is interesting. Yeah. Sar, who we know the Grizzlies probably will not be able to draft. High end, they said Jaren Jackson Jr., which I think we've actually noted that they were similar type players.
Yeah.
Low end, Nick Claxton, another player that has been discussed often.
Yeah. Well, that's the other one that's too high for a low end. Like Jaren is better than Nick Claxton, definitely. But, like, Nick Claxton's good. Yeah, like, you know, he's a quality starter. When people talk about it, it's an all-defensive guy. That is not the worst-case scenario with Alexander Sarr. Like, Jonathan Bender is the worst-case scenario with Alexander Sarr.
Matas Buzelis, I hope I pronounced that correctly, found this one funny. High-end, beloved
Very
Memphis
grizzly.
Grizzly, Chandler Parsons.
Yes.
Low-end, Kyle Anderson. Probably Kyle Anderson has to be, at least from a media perspective, one of the more beloved yet just a role player Grizzly of all time,
right,
versus Chandler Parsons, who's probably, I would guess he's maybe the most hated Grizzly of all time by its own fan base. So interesting that they went with those two there.
Well, not only do you have the Grizzlies connection, but, like, those players are kind of different, you know? I mean, they're both, like, you know, 6'9 forwards, and they both have a little versatility in terms of being able to, you know, at their primes, being able to handle the ball a little bit. But Chandler Parsons was a really good shooter and not much of a defender, and Kyle Anderson is, like, not a very good shooter and a great defender and rebounder. So, like, those are pretty different paths to go down. And not a lot of qualitative difference either. I know at Chandler Parsons' best, he was more of a scorer than Kyle Anderson. I don't think the best version of Chandler Parsons is that much better than the best version of Kyle Anderson as a basketball player. So really just talking about, like, two different paths in terms of how your skills develop.
Stephon Castle, who was number one on your list. You're staying strong on that.
Yeah.
Before I even give you the comment, you're staying strong on that, huh? Even with the point guard questions.
It's still a process of elimination thing for me. It's not that it's not like an aggressive, I love Stephon Castle. It's just that I'm finding it hard to love anybody, and that is the guy who I think is the safest bet from what I can see to be a good NBA player. But I bet the low-end comp is interested on him on this.
Yes, it's high-end Andre Iguodala, another person who Grizzlies fans are not a huge fan of.
This is another very, very Grizzly-centric comp. Yeah.
And low end Justice Winslow, who the Grizzlies once traded for, and that didn't work out rather quickly.
So the thing about Winslow, yes, his shooting did not come around, and that's the biggest question with Castle, but he also had just all kinds of injury problems. And so if you have a Justice Winslow who never has injury problems, that's probably a lot different career than the one he actually had, even with the shooting issues.
Neither of those players are point guards either.
No, and I'm not convinced. Castle may think he's a point guard. I'm not convinced he's a point guard. And so that's part of my thing of having him number one. I'm like, you're a good basketball player and you want to win and this will take care of itself. Like, I'm skeptical of the idea that he's going to be a full-time, quote-unquote, point guard. I think he'll be a wing who has the ball a lot. Whether that's like Andre Iguodala, who, like, was a playmaker on the wing, or like Winslow, who people call like a point forward, or whether that's like a DeMar DeRozan, Jimmy Butler, like you're really a wing, but you handle the ball a lot. I just think that's what Castle's going to be.
All right, I want to move on to the finals for a little bit. We also haven't had the chance to discuss this, so this will be fresh. I know this isn't necessarily your type of thing, Chris, but I wonder how much of a storyline do you think it's going to be that Boston fans are just totally ruthless to Kyrie Irving? Like, are we going to sit here a week from now and that's what you and Jeff are going to be talking about on the radio, is how ruthless they were on Kyrie? Or are we going to be talking about the actual game?
Could be. There's a lot. There's some history there, obviously, with Boston and Kyrie Irving. If I'm a Boston Celtics fan, I am wary of the world's opinion of Boston Celtics fans, you know?
And yeah.
So I don't know how much I'd want to be, like, viciously booing, like, the black player who left, you know, just because I'd be worried about how that would be taken, you know? And so I don't know. I would wonder about that a little bit.
Yeah. It's a little dicey. It's going to be a little dicey. And I'm curious to see what... Because Kyrie, it feels like, I just said this in the last segment too, it feels like he's found peace, right? Like, he just seems like a different player altogether in Dallas. And is going back to Boston and going through that, is that going to be what disrupts that peace? Or is he just going to not address it, not go for it, not, you know, bite? I'm fascinated to see how that's going to work out, because it is going to be dicey.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we won't know till it happens. My guess is that he won't instigate any additional controversy off of that. That's going to be my guess. I think because he is just in such a good flow right now and with that team. Of course, it may depend on how the series goes, but I would guess that that's going to be somewhat less of a storyline than it seems to be going in.
Is Porzingis the game changer for Boston? Or if he doesn't play, I mean, we all expect that he probably will play, but how big of a difference does he make? Because he is going to have to guard Luka a lot. You would guess that they're going to try to get switches on him, and that calf's going to get tested.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, can you? How much can Dallas get that matchup, and how much could Boston avoid that matchup is a thing. But you know, Porzingis gives them, as good as Boston is without him, and like they've been selling through these playoffs. He adds a dimension that is not otherwise there in the team. As good as Al Horford is, Horford is not a rim protector like Porzingis is. Like, I remember when Boston came in this season, they had Porzingis was active when they came in. And like, he just swallowed up everything. When you put the level of defense Boston has on the guard, at the guard and on the wings with those four guys, and you put a 7'3" shot blocking rim presence behind them, you know, that's rough stuff. And so I think the value he brings defensively, it'll be an interesting thing to get tested. The value he's going to bring defensively is going to be greater than the ability for Dallas to pick it, you know, the weaknesses defensively. But we'll see.
You know, how do you just view this series as a whole? Who's got a better chance of winning? And I ask that because I was a little surprised that Boston is a big favorite to win still, just because it feels like Dallas is rolling right now more so than they have been at any point. And I think you could honestly make the argument that Dallas has been perhaps the best team in the league down the final stretch.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good point. That's something I was going to say. I think from a distance, it looks like a classic great team versus great player situation. But broken clock, you know, right twice a day, and I think the Timberwolves are loose to the Suns. What do I know? But I picked the Mavericks to make the Western Conference Finals, to win two rounds of playoffs before the playoffs started. And it wasn't just because I thought, well, Luka's so great. It's because I thought that team, to your point, post-trade deadline, if you look at teams post-trade deadline, they weren't the fifth best team in the West. I think they became a better team, top to bottom, a team that made more sense together. And so they are better than their seeding. They were better than their seeding once the playoffs started. So it's not a case of, like, superstar Luka dragging an inferior team against this juggernaut Boston. It's a case of a team that sort of stepped up to the level it needed to get to around the superstar in Luka. But I think the team is – Dallas is good enough that if Luka is great, Luka can win the series. But I do think ultimately it's going to be about the ascendance of Luka against the overdue sort of coronation of the Celtics team that's been knocking on the door for, you know, 7-8 years at this point.
If Boston can't get this done, if they get close again and they don't get past Dallas, at what point do you have to ask questions about your core of stars? Because we got to remember, they're in the finals, right? But there's still going to be a lot of doubts about if those guys are good enough to get it done. To me, I'm pretty satisfied with the team getting to the finals, and you're close enough where I feel like you just need to keep trying, right?
I think, to me, there's no question about their players. The question is about, can you do, in the NBA, can you win without a top five player? It's not a question of whether these guys are clear superstar or top five level players. They're not. I think that's answered. The question is, can you have a team good enough to win a title without that kind of individual player? And Boston is a test case of that. Because they got, like, all five starters are all-star level players. And Tatum's like maybe a top 10 guy, right? Like a 7, 8, 9, 10 guy, not a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guy. So if a team can win a title without an MVP level player, it's got to be this team. Like it feels like as good a team as you could build without having that player on it. But they don't have that player, and Luka is that player. And so there's no mystery about the Boston players. The mystery is just whether that kind of team can beat an MVP-level player.
Is Boston your pick to win this series?
I think they have to be. I just, you know, at some level, like, you sort of got to believe what you've seen. And, like, they dominated the league start to finish. They've run through these playoffs. I know they haven't had a lot of competition, but they've run through the playoffs without Porzingis. So they're probably going to get him back. And so, yeah, Boston's my pick to win the series. But, you know, I'll sort of say the same thing. I feel a little bit better about Boston than I did about Minnesota. But I did pick Minnesota in the West Finals. But what I said was, don't take it for granted. Like, what I said on that series was, Minnesota's probably going to win the series, but I wouldn't assume it. And that's sort of the way I feel about this. I think Boston's probably going to win this series, but it's not going to shock me if they don't.
I do think we also learned something stylistically, because we, you know, as Minnesota was in the process of beating the Nuggets, we asked, you know, do you need another big? Because look around at the West. You've got, you know, you got Denver with Jokic, you've got Minnesota with the bigs, and then here comes Dallas with their mobile rookie big man who proved to pose all kinds of problems to, you know, to Minnesota, who had just taken down the Nuggets. Does that kind of just show that you don't necessarily have to play one style or think about how you match up with any specific team, and that whatever direction you decide to go, as long as you build that well, you can win in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of my feeling. I'm really reluctant to sort of claim there's only one path to get to the end. And I'm reluctant to just say you have to emulate whatever just won the year before, or to say you have to build a team to match up with whatever just won. I think there are multiple paths to get there. The real commonality is having an MVP-level player. And that's the challenge to Boston. That's also the challenge to Memphis. You know, John Morant's great, all-NBA-level player. Jason Tatum's great, all-NBA-level player. The teams that win titles don't have an all-NBA-level player. They have an MVP-level player. And if you're a Grizzlies fan, like, root for Boston to win the series to show you that you have a good deep team with lots of good players. You don't have to have, like, one of the two or three best players in the league necessarily to win it. To me, that's the question for the Grizzlies. But stylistically, yeah, I mean, if you look at the Dallas team, like, when you think about how big men, like, the bigs they have, they're not posting those bigs up. They're not feeding them the ball. They're also not spotting up. They're not shooting threes. So what are they doing? They're catching lobs. And so that's one thing. When you have bigs that can space vertically, they don't space horizontally, but they space vertically, and you have a brilliant passer with dominating your offense, Luka, like, that's one way, you know? And the Grizzlies could emulate that, right? The Grizzlies, John Morant probably is not as good at Luka at everything, but getting into the teeth of a defense and, like, finding guys at the rim with lobs, he probably is as good at Luka as that, right? Imagine John Morant with those two centers. They'd be catching lobs and throwing dunks all the time with him, too. You know, Ja also good with, like, big centers to set picks. You imagine Ja good with a five-out offense and lots of space. I don't think there's only one way to go. The Grizzlies may prefer a path, and we're all trying to guess that, but to me, it's not true that there is only one path. I mean, there's all kinds of paths they can take. and get to where they want to go, or at least be as good as they can be without having an MVP level guy.
Is it better to make this move to Minnesota in the summer when you get to soak in a summer that's not just scorching hot and get to experience that? Or better to just move in the winter and have something to look forward to? What do we
well,
think?
You don't want to move in the winter because you don't want to be moving stuff.
Oh, that's
in the cold. So that's the easy answer. Now it's rained basically every day since we've been here, and I'm kind of annoyed by that. Like, I got a lot of like rain soaked stuff on the deck I need to be dealing with. It's all messy now and like wet and whatever. But you don't want to be moving in the winter. That's for sure.
How do you, speaking of your kids, like how do you think your son's going to adjust to the freezing cold? Probably not used to it.
They've both been coming here their whole lives because of my wife's family. But there's a difference between visiting for 4 or 5 days and living in a place. And so, yeah, I think the winter is going to be an adjustment. Honestly, it's going to be an adjustment for all of us. It's going to be an adjustment for my wife who grew up here. Like, you know, she thinks of herself more as a southerner now than a Midwesterner. She's lived in Memphis for 25 years, you know? And so, like, we're all going to have to adjust.
Well, I haven't been there in a while, but I was, you know, I made it up there for the playoff series. I've been up there for a few road games. I really like Minneapolis as a city. The Skywalk is really cool. You can get anywhere in the city, even when it's freezing, without having to go outside. Like, that was really cool.
I'm not in Minneapolis, Drew. I'm in St. Paul.
Okay.
You got to understand. Sorry. That's a separate place. It's across the river.
I have not been to St. Paul yet.
Like, I can't decide whether St. Paul is the Memphis to Minneapolis' Nashville or St. Paul is the Memphis to Minneapolis' West Memphis. I'm still trying to decide that.
Well, it's not 3 hours away. I mean, Nashville feels like an entirely cultural different experience.
Right. There is a little difference culturally.
I've never been to St. Paul, but I imagine that it's not that obvious, you know.
It's just funny. My wife has been here since November when she started the job for the most part, and she said she's gone to Minneapolis like 3 times.
Well, and you have the Minnesota Wild in St. Paul, correct? They're in St. Paul. They're not in Minneapolis.
Is that the hockey team?
Yeah, the hockey team.
Yes, they're in downtown St. Paul. My neighborhood team is the Loons.
Okay, the Loons. Nice. MLS. Yes. I haven't made it to an MLS game, but we did watch a Loons game. I watched a Loons game with Rob Fisher one time in Minneapolis. That was a good time. But I suspect that summer is going to be nice for you to soak in without it being, you know, 95, 100 degrees every single day. That should be enjoyable for you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, winters in Minnesota. I'm sorry, summers in Minnesota, winters in Memphis. That's my plan.
Yeah. Well, that would be great. We need you here as much as possible for NBA basketball. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Drew.
What do you think, Jeffrey? Could you move to Minnesota?
Absolutely not. No, I'm not built for that. When I picked college, I went into the college guidance counselor. I was like, you see Virginia? Just go ahead and like cross off everything north of that.
So you couldn't even live in Kentucky. You couldn't live in Louisville.
I literally picked a place where it's the average temperature is 75 degrees.
Yeah.
That's how I picked Southern California. Like, I was like, I am not built for that.
Southern California. See, I'm not an L.A. guy.
I'm not either. That's why I moved back. But the weather-wise, no, I definitely could.
Yeah, you can't beat that. But it is just such a chore to get anywhere. I don't know what the traffic's
it's
like.
L.A. is just the most inconvenient place to live.
I do enjoy a trip to Minnesota, though, I will admit.
In the summer.
Nice airport. Well, I don't get to go in the summer. I got to go in the winter. There's a Scandinavian restaurant there that I really enjoy every time I go to Minnesota, so we'll have to get we'll ask Chris more about Minnesota culture and how he's adjusting as the week goes on. When we come back, I think we're going to be joined by the host of the show, Jeff Calkins, making an appearance. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gabe Kuhn does great interviews.
Joining me now via the phone line is defensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last time you guys may have seen him out there in my listening audience, he was doing the haka before the 2019 National Championship when LSU ended up winning. He graduated from there, went on to the Chargers, now is with the Steelers, but he is Braden Fehoko. I'm sure you've met him by now, Calvin Austin. Justin. How's Cal doing, man?
Dude, Cal, and we talked about it, he is one of the fastest human beings I've seen.
No doubt.
Since I've been in the NFL, I mean, he's a great dude. Cal Reserve, as you know.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm so excited to see him in this new offense and what they're able to do and just unleash him. I mean, he talked about Tyreek Hill type of speed. Cal got it, man. He can take the top off the defense.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-439-4252. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-439-4252. That's 800-439-4252. Again, 800-439-4252.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, the Odyssey app is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more right on your smartphone. Plus, go back and listen to anything you may have missed live with Rewind. It's always football season on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today for free.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Filling in for Jeff Calkins today, but we are now welcomed by Jeff himself, the host of the show. Jeff, how is your drive going?
Good. I'm actually in your hometown. We're just departing Louisville right now, and we're driving through Louisville. So are you in any Halls of Fame yourself? Drew, have you made it into the Halls of Fame yet?
No, I'm not quite a Hall of Famer just
yet. Well, Claire, and I don't mean to, like, brag,
But Claire is being inducted along with her brothers into the Junior High Hall of Sports Hall of Fame in Rochester, Michigan. And you can't very well miss that, right? I've got to be there. To
congratulations
be
to Claire.
And to
congrats to her.
To bask in the moment. So we're going up for the big celebration. And and otherwise, everything's good. It is funny. I was reading the Penny Hardaway stuff today.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why we needed to call you, Jeff.
The weirdest thing in the world. So what in the hell is going on down there?
Your guess is about as good as mine, but I was going to say, this is why we had to bring you on, because we still needed to discuss all of the difficult conversations. We got to do the Caitlin Clark thing. We got to do Penny.
We had
Penny this morning talking from the St. Jude AutoZone Liberty Bowl, golf tournament to benefit St. Jude. Didn't exactly seem very happy, Didn't want to talk about the David Jones stuff. Said, he's just trying to build a roster, man. That's all he's trying to do. He's just trying to build a roster.
From what I gather reading about it, it's pretty evident that the idea was he wasn't going to talk about basketball. And I'll say this, just generally speaking, a little bit behind the curtain, people can ask all the time and say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to talk about this, we're not going to whatever. You can get those requests. And then the truth of the matter is, he's a grown-up. People can ask him if they want, right? Now, the way I would handle that, like if I had been sent out to cover Penny Hardaway in this tournament but was told he wasn't talking about basketball, I would have gone out there and I would have just let, if other people ask him about basketball, because there's going to be a crowd talking to Penny, right? And if people talk about basketball, then I would have written down what he said about basketball. But I probably would not have irritated him by asking, even though the ground rules, you don't get to control what people ask you. You just don't. Like, in the end, you're a grown-up. You could say no comment if you want. But what's interesting about Ben, the idea was he didn't want to talk about basketball, and people asked him about basketball anyway, and then he got irritated. And, when he has no comment on David Jones, that's kind of weird, given that we literally waited months. So I think there's two possibilities, right? One is he could just be irritated that he was asked about basketball, and it doesn't actually reflect any irritation or concern about the state of the program. Or just as rational is he could be irritated because he's really disappointed and irritated about David Jones and concerned about the state of the program. Right? Either one. Which how do you interpret all this?
I probably would go closer to the first, because he should have known by then that there was a chance that David Jones was not coming back. I mean, David Jones made that clear at the Combine, which happened weeks ago, right? So
that's fine, but since then he said 70-30.
He said that after David Jones spoke to me at the Combine?
I think he said it even after.
Before.
But then he came back and he spoke at an event.
It was the Tigers on Tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it the Tigers on Tour event? Now, again, we've talked about this all the time. I joked Friday that Jason and John, by the way, big day on that radio station. Jason
yeah,
and John
John's
returning.
Back.
Plus, congratulations, Jeffrey. You finally got rid of Giannotto. Now you got your own show. Very good.
Well, kind of.
who's joining you today?
Today, this week will be Connor. Next week will be DeMichael Cole. And then Drew's going to do week three.
Oh, that's great. So anyway, I joked Friday that they have this fade Brad Carson segment where all of his picks, all you have to do is just do the opposite and you'll get rich. And I said, because I was jealous of the wild popularity and success of that segment, that we should start a fade Penny Hardaway segment, because Penny is the eternal optimist, even in the face of evidence to the contrary. And so he was even recently saying 70-30 about David Jones. So I don't know. It's a little odd. And is he just irritated at reporters asking about?
Here's
something?
What I would have said. This is what I would have said if I was Penny. I'd put myself in Penny's shoes.
Go ahead.
And I didn't want to talk about basketball. And people started talking about basketball. I think the perfect answer would have been, guys, you know, I know you want to talk about basketball, but I'm here for St. Jude. This is a charity event. It's a golf tournament. You know, if you want to ask me about St. Jude, I'm happy to talk about St. Jude and the golf tournament. You know, we still got a lot to work on this summer. Stuff has not been completely situated on the basketball front. So I'll talk about that at a later time. But right now, I want to keep it to golf.
And if someone said anyway, then you just would have said,
I'm sticking to this tournament.
I'm sticking to St. Jude, right.
And
now, as you know, though, as someone who covered this beat, historically, when Penny appears to be a culture, it has been an opportunity to talk to him football, right? I mean, this is when this is new. We've never, I don't believe, and I don't know how many years you did Memphis basketball. I don't recall ever getting an edict previously doesn't want to talk about basketball. I've never heard that before.
I've been at one of these golf tournaments, and he let me ride around in a cart with him as he played golf all day. It was a different time, but it wasn't always like this.
But you also did, in the end, this is always an opportunity to talk. So maybe the irritation was that people didn't go along with the ground rules, and I can totally understand that. But the ground rules themselves seem to me, doesn't want to talk about basketball, seem to be, it's reasonable to think that those ground rules are a reflection of the fact that he's not real happy with where the roster is right now. I don't think that is far-fetched to think that Penny was disappointed in David Jones. We know that. We know that they were making a last-minute push, like, all night, right? Like up until midnight, evidently. The reporting was they were making a last-minute push for David Jones. So when you're leading scorer, leading rebounder, like your dude, whatever anyone else may think of David Jones and his limitations as a sort of black hole, when that's the guy you think is the center of your team, I think it's natural to be disappointed about it. And therefore, you just say, listen, I don't want to talk about basketball. I think that edict, it's reasonable to interpret that edict as a reflection of a disappointing reality.
Do you think he's getting, I guess, tired of some of what goes along with this job at this point? Like, he is a lot different now than he was when he first started with the Tigers. And maybe that's intentional because he's not fresh and new anymore. But I wonder if it just reflects his overall frustrations with being a college basketball coach and not necessarily just his roster.
I can absolutely see that. I mean, Penny has been endlessly patient in public. That's true whether people are asking for an autograph. It's true whether they're being asked questions. Like, he has been endlessly open, and so maybe there's some irritation at just the nature of the job. But you fold that in with the fact that very recently he talked about how he wants to be an NBA coach. I can see that. I do think it's easier to be frustrated with a job when you haven't had the success you've wanted in the job, right? I mean, very clearly, he has not had the success he wanted or planned for in the job. And so you layer on the demands of the job, the changing demands of the job because of NIL and everything else and the transfer portal, and then the relative to expectations, to his own expectations, the lack of success, I understand why you might be a little churlish in response to that. I 100% do. I have always thought it's remarkable that Penny wanted to take on this job, given that he could just be playing golf. And the fact that he's lasted this long, and at least until now, shows no signs of slowing down. I think slowing down is a sign of his resilience and commitment. But you may be right. We may be seeing a turning point here.
Well, an NBA job, you're going to talk five times more than you talk now as a college coach. Five times more. You're going to talk every single day. You're going to talk before the games, after the games.
Right.
Like, this is why Taylor Jenkins mastering saying nothing, saying a lot but really not saying all that much, is like a pretty important trait to have as an NBA coach.
Yes, but you're not going to have to deal with this BS transfer portal roster building nonsense all the time, right? You don't have to deal with that. And that strikes me as something that could wear on you. I'll say this, though. Like, if I was reading Parth's story about today's events, and in it, Penny said, you know, how great it is to have everybody there to start the season, you know, I mean, in June. And then he said, you know, we realize this is the first time that I've had everybody here, blah, blah, blah. I mean, with all due respect, that's his own making. You know what I mean? Like, no one else forced him to be recruiting people in December or in July or, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like he was sort of complaining about that. But even as he's the one who constructs it, like, it's honestly, it's in a kind of a, Memphis basketball is in a challenging place right now. Don't you think that's true? I think there's no getting around it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do think that everyone is in a more challenging place than they were for 3 or 4 years ago because of the NIL stuff. That's just the truth for everyone.
Almost. Yes, but UConn's in a different challenging place than Memphis is.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
Like Memphis, it's the fact that he hasn't done it. Like, whatever you'd want to think, again, it hasn't been an abject belly flop of a failure, but they've won one tournament game? Yeah.
There's just a lot more going on from a in term like the portal itself, the NIL, all of it.
Yeah.
And there's no smooth path through it all. And it's funny, like I wrote about Joe Theismann last night, who was honored by the Liberty Bowl as their distinguished citizen this year. And, you know, Joe Theismann basically said, I'm nervous about the state of college football because of the transfer portal and the NIL stuff. He said, you know, the NIL stuff is great, and I think they just need to find a way to make it more uniform and spread it around to all of the sports. The transfer portal stuff, he said, really made him nervous. Like, he doesn't like it. He's not a fan of it. He doesn't think that players should have outs to just go be a starter wherever they want to be, that maybe you're not quite as good as you once thought you were, and that's an important realization for athletes to come to. And so he has major questions about how it's going to work, and he basically said, I just hope that this storm passes at some point, and we have just a steady state of college sports. I don't know how long it's going to be before that happens, and Penny's right in the middle of it.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, nobody likes it. Right? I mean, nobody likes it. I guess the players who have money in their pockets, like those players, like it. But even there, if you've transferred four times, whatever, or three times, there's no question. All I have to do is look at the success of college football quarterbacks in their new places, and you realize that it can work very well, right? It can work very well for you, you know, whether you're Michael Penix Jr. or whether you're Joe Burrow or whether, you know, you go right down the line. There's lots of players who have transferred and flourished in their new places and gotten enriched because of it. And so I think you can't ignore that. But I also think that, you know, you look back on your college experience, Drew. Can you imagine going to, if you went to Alabama 1 year and Auburn another year and Samford another year and the University of Louisville another year? Like, what the hell? You know, like, what would that have felt like?
I wouldn't have transferred because I'm committed to the program, Jeff.
Of course you are. You're committed to the program.
You're committed to the cause, you know?
So it's just nuts. It's nuts. It's not what life is supposed to be. But until, you know, there's no way to limit it. You know, there's no way to limit it until you call players employees. And that's what we've talked about, you know, time and time again. There's no way to limit it. I know you want to talk about Caitlin Clark very quickly before I get off. And what I would say about the Caitlin Clark thing, you've echoed this a little bit recently about other stuff. I'm just so sorry that everything becomes a fight. You know, I'm just so sorry that everyone lives in different realities.
It's
and it you know what it does, and mostly it's Twitter. It's just, if you don't live your life on Twitter, you should consider yourself blessed, because everything, whether it's Donald Trump or Caitlin Clark or it doesn't matter whether it's politics or sports, or we're just fighting about everything all the time. And I find it depressing. That's the main thing.
I was texting John about this last night, about just how terrible it is. I mean, you can't, you know. It's all hot takes and frustration and people coming at other people.
And even what you devote your energy to, though, you just can't, you just have to distract yourself from it. I was over. I've only been to Horseshoe Lake like twice in my life, but I went to Horseshoe Lake on Saturday, and this sounds corny and whatever else. But we're driving back from Horseshoe Lake, and I swear to God, in a kind of a not a particularly beautiful section, I saw Claire. Claire was there. She said, "Look at that rainbow." It was the most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen because you could see, normally you see the rainbow in the sky. Here, I literally could see both ends of the rainbow. It was a double rainbow. It was magnificent. We got out, we stopped. And I hate to say it, the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't have seen the rainbow because I'm not looking for rainbows. You know, that's not what I am.
Yeah.
But Claire, like, whenever it rains, she's always looking for rainbows. And I do think that some of what you see is what you're looking for. And what you devote your energy to. And I would argue that people should get the hell off of Twitter, spend less time on Twitter, which is becoming more and more of a sewer, and focus on the things that bring you joy in life. Now, I have to go, Drew, because we got to wrap this up. But before I do, I want to tell you that I remind people the NBA playoffs, plowing along, full steam ahead. We got the final set. Not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Right now, new customers, $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. You can bet on whatever you like, any winning $5 bet. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. You'll get your money fast. It's safe and secure. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. I'll drop in tomorrow too, Drew. Thanks very much for handling this. We got to take a break. Back in a moment on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With the Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout. You get a great perk out because your membership is packed with perks. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends June 12th. Join now, online, or at your local PF club.
See Home Club for details.
Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kathy Thurman Edwards, and I understand your frustration with rising costs. Call 901-767-7744 and let us help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Introducing Now. Reliable internet with unlimited data for $30 a month all in. No commitments, no hidden fees. Now that's calming. Like floating on a cloud, but not in a scary way. More like in a, this cloud is made of cotton candy and it's tasty kind of way. Ooh, that's good. Feeling calmer already. Because Now internet comes with no worries and plenty of peace of mind, knowing that you've made the best decision. Cheers to you, my friend. The choice is easy. Turn chill mode on with Now Internet, backed by the Xfinity Network. Now, excuse me, gotta run. I see a massage chair with my name on it.
Get Now Internet starting at $30 a month. It's better tech at a better price and better than 5G home internet. Turn chill mode on at Xfinity.com/now. Restrictions apply. Speeds up to 100 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. Pricing subject to change.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins. Thank you guys for joining me today. It's great to talk to Dan Devine, one of the best out there, NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. Good to catch up with Chris. Chris and I record a Grizzlies podcast every week over at the Daily Memphian. We will be back this week recording a pod at some point, so make sure you go check that out. And, of course, thanks to Jeff for joining us. Jeffrey, why don't you tell everybody what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Well, Drew, as we've mentioned, it is the return of John Martin to the Jason and John show. They, of course, will be talking about Penny Hardaway's comments that Drew and Jeff just spoke about. Also, today, Jason Fitz will join their program. Jason Munn's going to join me and Connor on Jeffrey Wright and Co. It's Monday, so that means David Cobb will also join Gabe Coon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow filling in for Jeff. This is Drew Hill on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. So take that long favorite and laugh to the bank. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21+ and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line. That number is 1-800-889-9789.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sportsbook.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only.